Good morning to Dr. Christian. What's your last name? I totally spaced it.
Dalavis.
Dalavis, that's right. And you are from South Bend, Indiana.
I am.
And I think, is that a good thing?
I like it.
Okay. It's a cool little town. It's a college town for sure, but you know, it's Midwest working stock folk, you know? That's cool about South Bend.
So you and Joe Higgins met a month and a half ago?
Yep.
And we talked about education.
Right. And Notre Dame has a program, Christian, I'll set it up, where for 25, 30 years you've been working on Catholic education and helping folks leave the Notre Dame program and go out into the world and America and bolster Catholic education. And there's two cities that we're talking about, Christian, and Tucson happens to be one of them, where they're taking it to the next step further. And you're taking actually failing schools, or not failing, but schools that are having a hard time in enrollment and meeting the needs of the community, and jumping in with teachers and principals, and you're the district kind of guy, to try to get the schools back up to shape and get enrollment up and back in the community.
Yeah, so the program I work for is called the Alliance for Catholic Education. We don't have a school of education or a college or a department of education at Notre Dame, but we call it ACE, the Alliance for Catholic Education. We've been preparing teachers to teach in under-resourced Catholic schools for about 20 years, almost 20 years. And we, about 10 years ago, started a principal preparation program to prepare school leaders. And then the last 5 or 6 years, we've really been drawn into a lot of different kinds of initiatives because dioceses and schools have so many needs that are just beyond needing to staff the schools, needing to lead the schools. And so the program I work with is called the Notre Dame ACE Academies, and it's a comprehensive school partnership. So we have, we provide support to the schools in every area from teaching and learning, what happens in the classroom, to operational management, finance, budgeting, development.
And you picked a series of schools here in Southern Arizona. Which schools did you choose?
We did. So the first, the nation's first Notre Dame ACE Academies are here in Tucson, St. Ambrose, St. John the Evangelist, and Santa Cruz on the south side of Tucson.
And very Hispanic demographics and populations, and that's a goal as well because the future of the church and the role of the Hispanic community in our community is so huge.
That's right, and nationally too. I mean, yeah. We did a study a couple of years ago and found that 67% of all practicing Catholics under the age of 35 are Hispanic in the United States. Mm-hmm. And that just means the future of the church, that is the future of the church, and the future of the church depends on the quality of education those kids get today.
Well, if you don't know where those churches are, St. Ambrose is Tucson Boulevard, just south of Broadway.
Right.
You got St. John the Evangelist is 12th and Ajo.
Yep.
And Santa Cruz is on 22nd and 4th?
4th. 4th, correct.
So
traditionally, Hispanic communities are Catholic-orientated. What is the leap of sending their kids to Catholic schools? Is it a cost thing? Is it a... I mean, I know culturally and generationally, I've been through Catholic schools, as my parents, as my kids have. So mm-hmm. There's a cultural handoff or a generational handoff. What is the stumbling block or the hurdle?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So part of it, you know, obviously it's cost. The cost to educate kids has skyrocketed in recent years. And 150 years ago when Catholic schools were founded, they were largely staffed by religious sisters, priests, brothers. Right. And we don't have that kind of subsidized labor force anymore that we had 100 years ago. They also were founded 150 years ago to serve immigrant communities. And so we're looking to kind of serve the same need in some ways as we always did.
But the immigrant community back then was the Irish or the German or the
Italian.
Polish, right.
And now the immigrant community is largely Mexican and Central American and South American. And so one of the challenges we have is that in places like Mexico, there's no Catholic school system like there is here. The only Catholic schools are only for the super wealthy and the very elite. And so when a family comes here, they don't have any
frame of reference for
what the parish school does.
Now, do you help with the tuition too, or is there any?
We try, and that's where we really focus a lot of our efforts. We really focus on two areas: academic achievement and access. So, in academic achievement, we have a instructional coach who lives and works here in Tucson, who's in the classrooms every day.
It's Kelly Seeger.
Kelly Seeger, right?
Good friend of mine.
Yeah, Kelly's great, and so she's in the classrooms every day, working with teachers and working with principals to strengthen the quality of the education, because we want to raise the standard of education to make sure that every kid in our schools is on the path to college. The other side of it is access, and that's providing an opportunity for more kids to have an opportunity to be in one of these schools. And the mechanism there is through the corporate and individual tax credit.
I know AT&T stepped up big time on a national level for this program. And corporations, if you're a C-corp, you can put money into tax credits or something.
That's
like
right. So if you're a C-corporation and you do business in Arizona and you have to pay Arizona state taxes, you can instead direct up to 100% of your corporate tax liability to scholarships for low-income families to send their kids to private schools.
Right.
AT&T gave us a very generous contribution of $800,000 earlier this year. which allowed us to create about 300 new scholarships that we didn't have before. The problem is that that's about a third of what we really need to be able to meet the demand. There's enormous demand. At St. John the Evangelist, this year we've got 40 new kids just in the last month have enrolled. And so we've gone through that pot pretty fast, and we have to raise more money.
And what's the cost to send a kid to private tuition?
The cost for us to educate is a little under $5,000, which is incredibly low. But the families that we serve often can't afford a fraction of that.
I think at St. Pete's we're at about $3,500, and then we're subsidizing with CTSO.
Right. So $3,500 is probably your tuition,
yeah,
but not the cost.
Not the cost, right. Right. So yeah. that's kind of
790-2040. We're talking helping Catholic schools here. Dr. Christian's here from South Bend, from the big campus of Notre Dame, trying to help out with three different Catholic schools here. One of my biggest questions, we have all these different superintendents and educators that roll through the studio. We always talk about parent involvement. Mm-hmm. All right. So from the ACE perspective, what are the successful stratagems, I'm going to use big words today, to get the parents more involved in what's going on?
Yeah, so one of our core beliefs is that the parent is the primary educator and the school is just a partner in that. And one of our great challenges, obviously, is getting parents to be involved in their child's education, because especially when we have a lot of low-income families, you have a lot of parents who are working two or three jobs to put their kids in the school. And so we work really hard at trying to find creative ways to reach out to parents. So at Santa Cruz, for example, last year, all of our middle school teachers visited every home of every family.
Wow.
And what that did is it kind of changes the parent relationship, because if you sit down on someone's couch and you say, here's what I will do for you and here's what I need you to do for me, those parents are far more likely to show up at parent-teacher conferences, to return calls, things like that. We also hosted community nights at Santa Cruz last year where they invited folks from the parish to come in. They had classes for citizenship, technology classes, English classes for parents, cooking classes, and then they had basically tutors for the kids, so they provided child care as well. So we're trying a lot of different things to make these schools more like community centers than just schools.
And sure. At St. Peter Paul, each parent has a 60-hour parental commitment per year, and that is about, you know, showing up at the school, being a yard mom, being, you know, working at the different things that happen at the school to plug the family into the school unit as well. So very organized and structured to do that. It's a commitment, but you're there for a reason. You know,
right.
It's bigger than just writing the check, you know?
Yeah, and it can be tough, too, because, again, as families have more jobs and there's more struggles, it's harder for them to give the time. And so we also allow godparents, grandparents, aunts and uncles to help fulfill that, because we really do see a lot of larger family involvement.
Nice. Hey, you're sitting across the table from the kitchen table from mom and dad who's thinking about sending their kid to whether St. John's or, you know, Sunnyside School District or whatever. What's the pitch? Why Catholic education?
Yeah, we have two goals for every kid in our school, college and heaven. And we're kind of unequivocal about holding kids to that level of accountability and holding our teachers to that level of accountability. And we expect that every child who comes into our school when they're 3 or 4 years old for pre-K to be on the path to college when they leave us in eighth grade. And we really believe that we're in the business of forming human people. And so we see our job as forming future saints. And so our suspicion is that will resonate with a lot of parents, that what starts in these schools is going to change the world. And we really believe that these kids are the future of this community. For example, you look at the demographics, and the education that kids receive on the south side of Tucson is going to make a huge role in how what Tucson looks like in 20, 30 years. And we just want to create more paths to college.
Look at the San Miguel program where it's the Christos. The Christo Fathers set this up out of Chicago, I believe is where it started. Bill Gates behind it, Jim Click and folks. But the kids go to school 4 days a week and work in private industry 1 day a week to help pay for the tuition. And we have two of them in our clinic that come in. And they're awesome. You get a really good chance. They get a chance to experience a whole different lifestyle. We get to have meet some cool folks in the ongoing into college. And they're in a very depressed area of town.
Hey, when one of your goals of your school is to help create future saints, that's some pretty good goals. So how do people find out more about what you guys are doing,
yep,
and how can they help if they want to help?
Sure. Our website is aceacademies.nd.edu. And where we really need the most help is in spreading the word about the tax credit. We need insurance companies can give their premium tax to create scholarships for kids. You have to pay the taxes anyway. You can pay it to fill a pothole in Tombstone, or you can send it to a family that wants
Fill a pothole in Tucson.
Yeah, we don't fill potholes here.
But good saying, Tombstone.
So if these are the two cities that are doing it, here, Tucson and one other, is this a pilot program that will blow out throughout the country if it works?
That's right. Okay. Yep. So these are our first three schools. We just started our first expansion site last week in Tampa and St. Petersburg. And our hope is to continue to grow. We've been approached by about six other dioceses and archdioceses to expand in the coming year. So we hope to see this become a national network of schools.
Can kids still, is there still time for them to register?
Absolutely.
Right now? Absolutely, yes. Okay.
Yep.
So just go to one of those three schools, Santa Cruz, St. John the Evangelist, or St. Ambrose on Tucson Boulevard, and make it happen. So yep.
Go Irish.
Don't get me started. We'll do that tomorrow. I don't want to talk about football. Let's leave us on a good high note of creating future saints.
That's right. You're outnumbered. Exactly.
One of the best quotes in this, I have a lot of good quotes, but when he said, we talked about the upcoming season, it was Charlie Weiss's last season. Mm-hmm. And I said, Joe, when your previous season's highlight is when your grossly overweight coach gets his leg broken in a rainstorm during a game.
That's it.
It's not looking too good.
That's true.
So.
Touche.
Where's your answer to that, Mr. Outnumbered? So
it's a new year. We're rebuilding.
He's too nice a guy.
He is way too nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Christian, thanks for coming in, man. Great
thanks
work. Keep
me.
Working,
appreciate
man.
It.
It's awesome.
Thanks a lot.
All right, let's go pay some bills. 790-2040. Tomorrow we're doing all French, Joe. Second hour. First hour, college football previews, picks, predictions.
We're not doing any foie gras tomorrow, are we?
Oh, it's illegal.
That.
No, it's a California. It's illegal in California.
Oh, I do not like that.
All right, wake up, Tucson, 10:30, KVOI La Voz.